This message comes from NPR sponsor Capital One. With the Capital One Walmart Rewards Card, you can earn 5% back at Walmart online, 2% at Walmart in-store, restaurants and travel, and 1% everywhere else. When you want all that, you need the Capital One Walmart Rewards Card. What's in your wallet? Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One N.A.
Dear podcast listener, before we get to our new episode, just a moment about what we do here at Latino USA and how you can help support us. So in the studio with me is Jeannie Montalvo. Hey, Jeannie.
Hey, Maria.
So what brings you joy about working at Latino USA?
I love the support for crazy ideas. And
you're smiling as you say. What would be the craziest idea you've brought to us this year?
Oh, my gosh, so many. But Ima Sumac was in the works for probably like a year or two, and it finally saw the light of day. She's the Latino USA story. She had this amazing trajectory in the U.S., being Peruvian in the 1950s and carving away in a space for her. And like, she embodies basically what the Latino experience is in this country. So that was a really fun story to kind of like take a look at it from all angles and her critiques and stuff like that.
You decided that for 2019, you wanted to create something new, which is, we love doing that at Latino USA. And so you actually took over a corner of our offices and put up a little studio to do these recording sessions called Live from Latino USA. So why did you want to do this? And what does it mean that you could do this, make a dream kind of happen at Latino USA?
I wanted to do this because it's important to highlight Latino artists and musicians. And a lot of times in these bigger sessions and studios, they don't often get a lot of Latino talent. They get some, but I think it's important if we're Futuro Studios and we're Futuro Media and we're Latino USA that we are highlighting that kind of talent, because that's what we do. And the fact that Futuro said, yeah, sure, go ahead and do it, is even more amazing, because it doesn't take a lot to make something happen. It just kind of takes love and dedication. And I feel like that is really the most important thing, that the kind of Futuro family embraces you and allows you to do. And it's been fun. We've had some really, really great musicians that have come through and played and been loud and made jokes. It's been good.
Well, thank you for all of the love that you bring to your work at Latino USA, Jeannie Montalvo.
Thank you, Maria.
So as we're getting to the end of the year, it's really a good time to think about contributing. And, you know, just think about all of the great stories that we brought you in 2019. And so when you make an end of the year gift to your NPR station, you'll be supporting the stations and the stories that matter to you. So support Latino USA and support your local public radio station by donating today. Visit donate.npr.org/Latino USA. And thank you. Gracias. From NPR and Futuro Media, it's Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa. Today, the rock en español legendary band, Maná. Over their decades-long career, Maná has sold over 40 million albums worldwide, and they continue to have a devoted audience. The Grammy-winning rockeros made a name for themselves playing fusions of reggae, salsa, rock, and punk. The current band members include Fer Olvera, Alex Gonzalez, Sergio Ballín, and Juan Gallegos. Earlier this year, on their latest tour, they played 7 sold-out shows at the LA Forum, breaking a record previously shared by the Eagles and Kanye West. But Maná didn't start out playing stadiums. Over 3 decades ago, lead singer Fer was playing small venues in Guadalajara with his band, The Green Hat, and he was singing in English. They quickly changed their names to Sombrero Verde, and they started singing in Spanish. They eventually added drummer Alex, and in 1986, they became Maná. Since then, they've released 11 albums, Their 1992 album, Donde Jugarán Los Niños, is the best-selling Spanish-language rock album of all time.
Hola, amigos! Welcome to this morning's Walk of Fame ceremony.
In 2016, they became the first Mexican rock band to receive a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And in 2018, they received the Latin Music Lifetime Award from Billboard and were awarded Person of the Year at the Latin Grammys. But back when they were just starting out, drummer Alex Gonzalez says it wasn't all that easy. For this How I Made It segment, Alex is going to take it from here.
This is Alex Gonzalez. I am the drummer, one of the songwriters and producers of the rock and español band Maná. Before 1986, Fernando, the lead singer, he had another band that was called Sombrero Verde. They were influenced by a lot of the new wave stuff that was going on, especially the Police. So they already had that reggae, rock, fusion. They wanted to be a rock band. And if you look at the majority of rock bands in the world, they sing in English. I know she's a rich girl, and she's staying at home. So they were just trying to imitate their idols and their bands. But then, you know, Fernando said, you know, wait a minute, you know, we live in Mexico. We should be singing about the things that we're concerned about or that we want to talk about or things that we love. It just made sense, singing rock en español. I was part of that band. They were looking for a new drummer, and I was 15 years old, and I moved to Guadalajara. That band disbanded, and Fed says, you know what, I want to start a new band, but I want to incorporate even more elements of Latin music into the pop rock that we're doing. That's when Maná was established. Maná is a pop rock band, but the great thing about our band is that we're very universal when it comes to music. We could play alternative stuff, reggae rock, or we can have ska punk. Then we can have Mexican trio music. Or even Cuban music. Even mariachi. We weren't trying to invent the wheel. We just wanted to play what we wanted to hear. We grew up with the classic rock bands. I mean, the Beatles, Led Zeppelin, U2. Pink Floyd. Did you exchange? Walk on the other hand, you know, we were listening to Celia Cruz. And we were listening to Bob Marley. So I think we were never afraid to try to mix it within our style of music. When you're starting a new band and you're starting to do these fusion, it doesn't always work out. And we said, well, I think there's an audience out there for people that like this kind of music. Our first album had very little airplay, but it was an album that to record was difficult because we had a producer that obviously he believed in the band, but he changed a lot of the sound in the production. But, you know, it was the beginning of what now is Maná. that record company and we start writing music again, trying to see if there's any way, you know, of getting a record deal. And then one day we went to a record company. The president said that we would never make it, that, you know, rock and español is just a fad, that that type of music won't last. Fed and I, we came back very sad. Fernando went downstairs and he bought two Kawama beers, which are like huge, huge beers. We started putting together this music and Fed stayed the whole evening writing until the early hours of the morning. And then when I woke up, he says, "Hey, Alex, I have the lyrics to the song." That song basically saved our career. Turned out to be Rayando el Sol. The radio station started playing it and the fans started calling. In those days, Ulises, who's our manager, we had the telephone number of our office, which was just where Ulises was living, his bedroom with the telephone. When Rayando el Sol started getting a lot of airplay, the phone started picking up. And so we started getting more calls to play. So we said, oh, here we go. It took us a long time to break into Mexico City. We're from Guadalajara. In our case, Mexico City was like another country, and it was very hard to get in. But Maná was doing extremely well in the rest of the country. We would travel in this small Volkswagen Combi, and sometimes, you know, we would sleep in there because we would just make enough money, you know, to maybe for a motel room, and we'd flip a coin and see who was going to be able to sleep in the bed. But we worked so hard and we were so determined and the buzz really took off. And then when we come out with a disco, Donde Juegan Los Niños, Where Will the Children Play? That's when we really exploded and we did two sold out shows in El Palacio de los Deportes in 1993. No Mexican band had done that. When He Comes Out, that was like the album that broke us internationally. So the band went from playing clubs to now playing very big venues. From there it went to baseball stadiums, football stadiums. We were already dabbling in the social issues. We were talking about the very dire, dangerous situation with the environment. There were people that knew about the environment and how important it is, and there were environmental groups, but it wasn't so huge like it is now. Every single album, we would talk about something. Like, for example, with the first record, Falta Amor. Falta amor, mucho amor. That song is talking about all the homeless kids that are in Mexico. When we start playing in the United States, when we start seeing how the Latino community has given so much, Justicia, tierra y libertad. I never saw so much backlash against Mexicans, and not only Mexicans, but people from other countries or races. We were saying, well, it's important to support the community. De otro color y un mismo corazón. We've told Latinos not to be afraid. The United States is made up of immigrants. I think there's more good people in the United States than bad people. And we always said if someday we would become famous, we would want to use that platform to talk about things that we're concerned about. Where Maná is right now, there was this demand to see the band live. You know, we come out with the Rayando el Sol tour.
Estamos haciendo una serie de 35 shows, 35, la USA tour.
If it wouldn't been for that song, you know, I don't think there would have been any Maná. Part of rock and roll history. You know, we sold out 7 LA Forums, which is such an iconic rock and roll venue, and it's a band that's singing in Spanish.
Y toda la gente también no speaking. Welcome. We really love to share our music with everyone.
So that's another way of showing also how music is so universal. It doesn't matter what language it is. It's about what's behind the artist or what do they give off when they're playing. We've accomplished and achieved more than we ever dreamed about. When you have to work so hard, you really protect what you have and you don't take it for granted and you cherish it every day and you're thankful every day. And every day you get up on stage and you see that, you're overwhelmed by seeing all those fans and all the passion. As long as we're healthy and we still are hungry and passionate as we are, there's gonna be Maná for a long time.
This episode was produced by Jeannie Montalvo and edited by Sofia Palizacar. The Latino USA team includes Miguel Macias, Antonia Cerejido, Maggie Freeling, Janice Yamoka, and Alisa Escarce, with help from Joanne DeLuna. Our senior editor is Fernanda Camarena. Our engineers are Stephanie LeBeau and Julia Caruso. Additional engineering this week by Leah Shaw. Our production manager is Natalia Fidelhutz. Our digital team includes Julio Ricardo Varela and Amanda Alcantara. Our theme music was composed by Zenia Rubinos. If you like the music you heard on this episode, stop by latinousa.org and check out our weekly Spotify playlist. I'm your host and executive producer, Maria Hinojosa. Join us again on our next episode. And in the meantime, I'll see you on all of our social media. Hasta la próxima. Ciao.
Latino USA is made possible in part by the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, the Ford Foundation, working with visionaries on the front lines of social change worldwide, and the Heising Simons Foundation, unlocking knowledge, opportunity, and possibilities. More at hsfoundation.org.
¿Viene alguien más o no soy yo?
No, vos solo.
Okay. Translation, this is early for musicians.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Doctors Without Borders. Doctors Without Borders teams confront hard facts in conflict and crisis zones. When others look away, they step in to act. In emergencies and their aftermath, they provide essential health care, run hospitals and clinics, perform surgery, battle epidemics, carry out vaccination campaigns, and more. Information on their efforts and campaigns in over 70 countries can be found at doctorswithoutborders.org.
Let's play some games, everybody. Are you looking for the answer to life's funnier questions?
Gouda.
Gouda is right.
I'm Ophira Eisenberg, the host of NPR's Ask Me Another. Every week, we blend comedy, trivia, and a special celebrity interview. NPR's Ask Me Another. Listen now.
I'm Maria Hinojosa, and next time on Latino USA, a conversation with Grammy-nominated ranchera royalty, Ángela Aguilar. That's next time on Latino USA.
Dicen que por las noches no más se lee.